Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN's refugee chief says Friday that the prospect of Gazans crossing into Egypt from the border town of Rafah to escape a military assault would make the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict impossible and cause an atrocious dilemma for the fleeing people.
We must fervently do everything for this not to happen.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, Israeli plans to assault Rafah, where more than a million Gazans have been sheltering from military offensives further north, have drawn widespread condemnation. The drying up of Western military support for Ukraine in recent months has left the city of Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Reuters' Sean Hogan reporting.
Just 18 miles from the Russian border, a missile can reach the city in under a minute. Western military support has dried up in recent months. A vital U.S. military aid package has been stuck in Congress amid Republican resistance, leaving Kharkiv dangerously unprotected. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his appeal for more air defense supplies, and this week said almost a quarter of Kharkiv has been destroyed. He's accused Russia of reducing the city to rubble to clear the way for troops to advance. With Russia intensifying aerial assaults on Ukraine's power network in recent weeks, Kharkiv has suffered rolling blackouts lasting up to 12 hours a day.
Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall, asylum claims from Russians have surged in the U.S., France, and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago. But few are getting in. Russian soldiers are presenting particular concerns in whether they're spies, war criminals, or heroes. Associated Press spoke with five officers and one soldier who deserted. This is VOA News. The Transitional Council in Haiti is set to choose new leaders, formally established amid gang violence, VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
A transitional council tasked with choosing Haiti's next prime minister and cabinet has been formally established as gangs tighten their grip on the troubled Caribbean country. Friday's announcement is expected to trigger the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. He promised to step down once the council was created. Henry did not immediately issue comment following publication of the decree creating the council in a gazette published by Haiti's government. The official creation comes exactly a month after Caribbean leaders announced plans to help form a nine-member council with seven members awarded voting powers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a ruling in the Hunter Biden weapons case.
A federal judge in Delaware has refused to throw out a federal gun case against Hunter Biden, rejecting the president's son's claim that he's being prosecuted for political purposes as well as other arguments. District Judge Mariellen Noriega's ruling increases the prospect that Biden could face trial in the case as early as June in the midst of his father's reelection campaign. Noriega denied several defense requests to dismiss the case, charging Biden with lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. I'm Norman Hall.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case has turned down the former president's request to postpone his trial because of the publicity about it. It is the latest in a string of delayed denials that Trump has gotten from various courts this week as he fights to stave off the trial start Monday. For jury selection, among other things, Trump's lawyers argue that the jury pool has been deluged with the defense is seeing exceptionally prejudicial news conference of the case. The U.S. House has passed a bill to reauthorize and reform a key U.S. government surveillance tool without including broad restrictions on how the FBI uses this crucial program to search for Americans' data. But despite passage with bipartisan support, opponents of the final proposal forced a vote on a procedural motion to be taken early next week, further delaying the legislation being sent to the U.S. Senate. It is the latest in a series of hurdles for Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, who has been negotiating with far-right detractors of the legislation for weeks. The program is set to expire on April 19th if Congress does not act in time. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.